The other day I was having a conversation with a self-professing atheist who used to be a Christian and went to church, and his dad is a pastor and kind of lost his faith 20 years ago soon after high school. He really has a difficult time believing in a God who is such a monster for killing children during the Passover and what's all the things with blood. And I'm sure he had many other questions, but he seemed to be stuck on the monster and the killing children part and felt he had the right to judge God. When I directed him to the book of Job, we talked about how God and Satan made this sucker bet about how Job would respond to all the suffering in his life. And Job lost everything, his family, his stuff, and he even got sick and disease and all that suffering. And by chapter 38, we looked at that together. That God asked Job a few questions, essentially saying, Job, who are you to ask? Who are you to question God's ways? Who are you to judge God? Well, my atheist acquaintance, who I just met online for the first time, didn't care for that setup. He still felt justified to judge God because he was such a monster for killing children. Didn't care for the explanation about how Pharaoh mistreated the Egyptians for so many years. Couldn't understand why God would have the Jewish people put blood on the doors when God knew which ones were the Jews. That part's true. But God can choose different ways to do things. God can do that too. But this guy was really stuck on the monster that he doesn't believe in. The killing of children by the means that he doesn't believe in. And he was baffled and curious. I don't know how to help him. But I wish him the best, that he would use his time and energy in the remaining days of his life doing something positive and finding things that are helpful to him and sharing that with people, rather than being stuck and baffled and questioning and ranting on something that he doesn't believe in, on something that doesn't help him, on something that he believes doesn't help other people. So channel your energy towards something good and positive. Life is short. I don't need to argue. It's okay if you don't believe. You have that freedom. God's a gentleman like that. So that's my thought. I've given it a lot of thought and prayer, though he doesn't believe that. So I sent him a virtual cookie. Sorry, a virtual coffee. And wish him well. And I wish you well too. Thanks for listening. Thank you.